Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, Mama. Thank you for joining me today. This is another episode of Emotionally Healthy Legacy. I am so glad that you are here. I just wanted to give you a little update on my life. So the audio isn't super great today because I am just recording in my car right now at a Starbucks parking lot in Florida. I just have regular Apple headphones, and I am just sitting here and recording an episode for you because I wanted to share with you what is on my heart. So we moved to Florida 2 weeks ago. That happened, it was in the works since I think February. God just put on our heart to just make this crazy move. Our whole family lives in Minnesota, and God just put on both of our hearts, my husband and I, to be like, move to Florida. We felt super drawn towards moving to Florida, and it seemed super crazy and insane to leave our whole family behind. There wasn't a job opportunity or anything for my husband. He worked as a tile installation guy. I guess that would be the title for it in Minnesota with his brothers. And so tile doesn't pay really well here in Florida, so he wouldn't be doing that here. But either way, like, we felt like God was calling us to move and do something really insane and crazy. And we talked a lot about it, and we prayed a lot about it. And here we are. We actually moved, and we're 2 weeks in, and it's been a little bit chaotic. And you know, I talk about life stressors. Moving across country is a huge, like, I don't want to call it a natural, but just like a big life change, and it will cause stress on your body, on your mind. It's like also like, you know, big life stressors in life that are almost kind of a little bit out of our control, in the sense like having a baby. I mean, there are things in our control, we can do something about it, but it's just a huge change, right? A big adjustment that needs to happen in our life. Like when you get married, when you move somewhere else, you know, when you lose a family member, just anything huge, a new job, just new school, whatever, like big life changes. And here is one that's like huge. Like, we moved across country. Actually, we moved without even a job lined up for my husband, which is even more crazy because we're like, God, like, we need obviously the means to pay for a rental property. And God's like, I got you. Just trust me. And guess what? We're 2 weeks in. We still don't have a job for my husband. And God's like, just trust me. And we're like, God, you know, you're really pushing it. And God's like, just trust me. And so I really do understand when it comes to like financial stress, when it comes to just like big life stressors. And I remember a friend of mine recently told me, who recently moved in the wintertime, and she's like, Elizabeth, you need to like expect there's going to be a big adjustment period for you and the kids, because this is a huge change for all of you. Like, not having a support system nearby. And you know, I thought to myself, you know, I know what she means, but you know, I have so many good tools in place that I use on a regular basis. And you know what? Everything has been so thrown off the last like month and a half. the month before we left, we went on like a Wisconsin Dells vacation with my family. So that kind of threw things off, right? Like there's no structure in the day. Then we came back, everything was like packing and go, go, go. We lived with the in-laws for a little bit. Then it's like we traveled for 3.5 days to get here. And then we got here and like unpacking, getting all these appointments set up, got to do this, set this up, the internet and utility bills and go to the DMV and like go grocery shopping, like learn the whole new place, get kids registered for school, like all these things that every single day there was something to do. And like, I get it. Like I, what my friend meant, she's like, it's just like a natural, like big stressor in life and just be like, give yourself grace. And that's the thing. I love structure. I love routine. I thrive off of like structure and routine and predictability. And the last like month and a half, 6 weeks have been a little bit all over the place, right? Like things have been so different every day. The kids are off from school. We've all been together for the last 6 weeks and we're all like on top of each other, at each other's throats because we don't really get a break from one another. We moved here in Florida and it's like hurricane season and it's like raining almost every single day since we moved here. And or it's super hot outside. And so the kids didn't even get to spend that much time outside. And on top of that, the neighborhood we moved from had a ton of kids. Here, it's like the neighborhood has more like older couples and not much kids at all. So then our kids are like really bored out of their minds. We got them a trampoline, but that's either raining or too hot. Either way, everything has been just like, oh my gosh, all at once, like piling up. So I'm just here to say, I'm not like here to be like in a pity party. It's like, I'm just here to say, like, I understand what it's like to be in a crazy kind of chaotic, just time in life. And I'm ready for a reset. Like, I am ready to be like, okay, deep breath. Let's get back to like a morning routine. Let's get back to like some structure in our day because I don't do well when things are chaotic. And you know what? I've noticed that in the last month, I have not been myself. Actually, I actually even had a breakdown. Was it like a week before we moved or so? Like to the point where I was like freaking out. I was losing it at my husband. And he was like, I'm going to leave the house because you are just like not in a good place. You're saying things and you're raising your voice. And I'm like, you know what? I'm the one that's going to leave because I'm the mad one. I got to leave. I got to practice what I preach. So I like before he could get into the car, grabbed my keys. I even left my phone at home and I just left the house. I left the house and I went for a drive. And I like there's the old place where we lived. There was a cemetery close by. And I just like went to the cemetery. I parked and I just rolled down the windows and felt the breeze. And I just sat there in the car for like 20 minutes and just sitting there in stillness and silence, like had no music, nothing. And I was just like praying to God. And I needed some time to just like chill, to get away from the environment of like packing and everything. And so I'm just here to say, like, I'm not perfect. I mess up. I make mistakes. Like, I'm just like aware of them. And I try to catch myself before it gets too bad. Okay. So I ended up going to a CBD shop that was downtown Lakeville. I know people have their own opinions on CBD, but I'm like, I need something to calm my nervous system. I'm just like completely falling apart. There's just so much things to do before we move. Also, I was getting really emotional at the fact of like, we're moving away from family. I didn't think it was going to affect me that much, but it was. It was really, really affecting me. And so I was just getting really emotional and sensitive about that. And then add like all the extra stuff on with like moving and the kids being at home and everything, like, and not getting a break from them and my husband being there, everybody's like in the same space. And so, like I needed something to kind of a little bit extra than just my regular coping skills that I normally use. And I'm talking about like journaling and deep breathing and meditation and praying and all of that. But either way, I went to a CBD oil shop and I got some CBD drops. And then I went to a coffee shop. It was like all nearby. And I got some coffee and I just sat outside and I just drank that coffee in silence. So I took like an hour away from the house to just like be by myself, to just sit there in silence, to just pray and just be still, you know, like to get away from that environment of chaos and moving and stuff. And I came back and I felt better. I felt better. So that's just like, I'm just kind of sharing with you the reality of like, yeah, moving is hard. And then moving across country. And then since we were driving for 3.5 days, I had kids with me in my minivan the whole time. So we took our time just because we had little kids and we made a lot of stops, but we made it. The house is lovely where we're staying. It was an amazing Christian couple that just trusted us to pay for rent, even though we don't have a job lined up. It was just amazing. It was a miracle how we got the house. But either way, the thing is, what I wanted to say is that there will be natural stressors in life. And this is kind of like, this is not one of those times where I'm like, oh, I'm going to subscribe to this and I'm going to stay in this and I'm going to stay in this survival mode. But it is a survival mode season, you know, for those 6 weeks. Now I'm kind of ready to get back into like structure and routine, but like, for, you know, about 6 weeks, it was just like, let's just push through the day. Let's just make it through the day. And it's okay. And you know what? I did raise my voice with my kids. I did snap. I did yell. I did get really frustrated. I had also, you know, PMS and stuff in between. And not that that's an excuse, but it was still there. And there was lots of apologies made. And honestly, I have to constantly give myself grace and remind myself, because, you know, when mom guilt creeps in, I'm like, this is a big life change for me and the kids. This is normal for us to feel tense and extra frustrated. I'm still a good mom. I know I'm struggling. I'm still a good mom. I'm doing my best. And those are the inner conversations that I have to shift from, I'm such a bad mom, I keep failing, everything is so messed up, I keep yelling at my kids, because those are my natural thoughts that creep in that I have to constantly fight. So I just want to kind of remind you that if you are in a season of just big life change, if you just got divorced, or going through a divorce, you know, and you're grieving the loss of your marriage, if you're going through betrayal in your marriage or some friendship, if you just had recently a baby, if you lost somebody that you love in your life, like a loved one that passed away, if you moved across country, I mean, there's so many big life changes, right? Like, this is a season for grace. This is a season for grace. You're not going to be stuck in there forever. And I'm also speaking this to myself as I'm saying this out loud, right? Give yourself grace. It's okay that your kids watch a little bit extra screen time. I have to say this to myself every single day since we moved, because my kids are watching way more screen time than they normally do, than I even want them to. It's like way, way, way more. But there's so many things that had to get done, right? Like when we moved, all these things, all these phone calls and, you know, DMV and all of this stuff that had to get done, you know. And so it's okay that my kids are watching a little bit extra screen time. This is not our norm. It's just for this season. I'm still a good mom, right? And so the inner talk is crucial in this season, right? We can either push ourselves into severe mom guilt, that we're failing, that we're just so screwed up, we're screwing up our kids, or, right, we can shift those thoughts and say some positive affirmations over ourselves and be like, this is a season for grace. It makes so much sense that things are chaotic right now. This is a huge life change. It's okay for my kids to watch some screen time. I'm still an amazing and great mom. I am doing my best. And here's the thing. One of the things that one of my therapists told me once to help myself, give myself more grace. When I was going through a really rough season in my life and I was going to therapy, and it was when I was really, really depressed and things were really hard. One of the things that she mentioned that really, really stuck with me, and she's like, you know, And I've said this to many of my clients as well. I'm like, you know, if your friend, your closest girlfriend, was going through the same thing right now, what would you tell her? Would you tell her, girl, you're failing at this. You're so screwed up. Like, look at you. You're yelling left and right. Like, you're losing your marbles with your kids. Like, you're the worst mom ever. Would you ever say this to your close girlfriend, knowing exactly what she's going through? Imagine, like, she's dealing with exactly what you're dealing with. Of course not. You'd be like, mama, come here. Let me give you a hug. You're doing your best. You're amazing. It's okay. It makes so much sense that you're struggling right now. Like, this is a huge change. You're doing great. Like, you're going to get through this. Everything is going to be okay. You're doing amazing. You know, that's what you would tell your closest girlfriend, right? Because you'd want to encourage her and support her. You wouldn't want to beat her up, but like mentally and emotionally, but yet we do that to ourselves, right? So let's talk to ourselves like we would talk to our closest girlfriend who is going through the same kind of maybe even hard season in her life, you know? And so that's kind of what I want you to walk away with. Also, mama, if this really stuck with you and resonated with you and you're like, I can so relate with like feeling overwhelmed and frustrated, easily triggered by my kids and raising my voice, but I feel like I've been in this season for so long. I feel like I'm in survival mode for years since my kids were born and I feel so stuck and I want to get out of it. I want to snap out of it, but I don't even know where to start. I see you, mama. This is what I'm good at. This is exactly what I can help you with. I am a stress coach for moms. This is what I help moms with. I help them get out of this survival mode where they feel like they're completely burned out. I help you set good, healthy boundaries, prioritize your needs without guilt. I teach you ways to calm your nervous system. I teach you ways to regulate your emotions. I teach you how to manage your stress in a healthy way. And there are things that you can actually reduce stress in your life, and there's things you can't, but you just learn to manage it in a healthy way so it doesn't negatively affect your mental health, your physical health, your relationships. This is exactly what I help you with. I have my signature program. It's called Be Less Stressed, and it's a 4-week program. And I'm still modifying it. I might extend it to 6 weeks because I feel like mamas need a little bit extra support. But this is where we go through all these like trainings for the first 4 weeks, and then we meet weekly one-on-one, and we implement this into your life, and we create actionable steps that I check in with you throughout the week to make sure you implement it. So it's kind of like a personal trainer for stress management, right? So if you're a person who knows what to do, you just don't do what you know, and you try new things and you start a new habit and you just don't implement it and don't stick with it and you feel like you're constantly failing with it and you really need accountability, I am your girl. This is exactly what I help you with. And I want you to turn the corner from survival mode as your norm to being the best version of yourself, to be the mom that thrives and just loves her life and just loves to spend time with her kids, who's not easily annoyed and frustrated by every little thing that their kids do, okay? So I'm walking alongside you, okay? I am encouraging you, and I'm living this too, right? I do not like to be that person that says one thing but lives another. You know, I am strongly believe that I need to implement what I preach, okay? So as now this big life adjustment is happening, I'm like, we're 2 weeks in after we moved. I'm like, okay, I am ready to get back into my morning routine. I'm ready to get back into some of the structure in my day and just kind of do a reset, right? Kind of like, what's not working? How can we make things better in our day so things like the day goes better? Either way, this is exactly what I help you with. If you want to learn more, in the show notes, you can set up a free stress management call with me. We go through something that is stressful in your life, and I help you figure out ways to manage that stress better. Also, if you want to learn more at the end of that call about how we can work together and how I can support you to become a better version of yourself and turn the corner from survival mode to thriving, we can talk about that too, but that's only if you are interested, okay? So that is it for today, Mama. This is not a very long episode, but I just wanted to tell you kind of where I am at in life and be honest with you because I'm not perfect. And this is a big life change for us. And yes, this is where we're at. And I'm recording this on Wednesday, July 13th, and I'm planning on airing this in just like a little bit. So recording it today and posting it today. Anyways, Mama, you have a wonderful day, and I am so glad that you were able to join here today. And if this was helpful for you or encouraging, or if you know a mama that would really, really benefit from this, share this episode with her. I would love for you to share this episode and spread the word and leave a review on iTunes. There you go. Anyways, have a great mama. Have a great day, Mama. All right, I gotta go. Bye, love. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.